This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. We are back from Michigan. We are back from Tennessee. As a matter of fact, we just drove almost, I think we're 13 to 17 miles short of 2,800 miles we've driven in the last 9 days, friends, just to get out there in keeping the great mandate. Jesus said in Matthew 4:19, you follow me, I'll cause you to become fishers of men. And it's exactly what we've been doing. And again, friends, we're back in the saddle in the state of Minnesota. We just got back about 2:30 in the morning last night. And so it's been real short-lived, and we're trying to get caught up on what needs to be done around here so we can get back in the saddle and start more projects and get back out there on the road. Matter of fact, we're looking at Georgia, we're looking at Florida, we're looking at Tennessee again, we're looking at Ohio and Michigan. And if you'd like to book us, now's the time to do that. That number's 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Also go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can see who it is that we are, what it is that we do, and what it is that we're continuously doing here, friends, in seeking and saving that which is lost. Also jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go ahead and subscribe. I'll say that again. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go ahead and subscribe. We always have our social media platforms there. There's 13 to 15 articles over there as well, combating the lies in the mainstream media. And as a matter of fact, what we're going to be talking about concerning one of those topics is another bill targeting Americans. Let me say it again. Another bill targeting Americans. According to the U.S. government documents, most Americans are domestic terrorists. I didn't say that. This is what they said. Matter of fact, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through 72 definitions of what a domestic terrorist is. So in other words, friends, what you have is a bunch of criminal politicians in Washington, D.C., defining what a domestic terrorist is. And guess what? I can almost guarantee you that you're one of them if you're listening to this broadcast right now. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Scroll down. You can jump on GCN Network. We're broadcasting into 133 cities as well. You can also go to the right side. Go down just a little bit. You'll see the social media platform that we're on right now. Go ahead and click onto it and join us on Top Chat. Or go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com. Do the same thing over there. Click onto the video and join us on Top Chat. If you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to highlight something really quick before we get on to our main topic. And I want you to listen to me carefully. This is called judgment turned backwards. This is called a nation that is upside down. Folks, the light that this country has been given and how we've allowed it to be turned down in the sense of bringing about much darkness bewilders me to no end, especially when you look at the professors in this country that call themselves Christians to the 86%. I want to tell you something, friends. A whole lot of hypocrisy going on in this country. And I'll tell you what, Chris Hedges says it best. He said, we now live in a nation where doctors destroy health. Well, we now live in a nation where lawyers destroy justice. Well, we now live in a nation where the press destroys information. Well, we now live in a nation where religion destroys morality. Well, we now live in a nation where banks destroy the economy. Folks, this is insanity. And again, put that up against Isaiah 59, friends, because this is what we're in today on so many different fronts, and it must be dealt with lawfully and accordingly. And to take that over to what the Supreme Court just decided that they were going to do, and I want people to understand that the Supreme Court justices, and in this case, injustices, they can be lawfully removed too, friends. They are not above the law. I know that you've been taught by the hirelings in the pulpit across America today that once the Supreme Court justices are nominated, that they're there for life. That is not true in any sense of the word. None are above the law in this country. Article 6, Section 2, the Supremacy Clause. And by the way, if you look at Article 3, Section 1, judges sit during good behavior. They sit during good behavior, okay? And again, they can be removed, Article 2, Section 4, as well as prosecution, which follows impeachment, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. Now, here you have it. The Supreme Court voids lower court ruling that allowed temporary abortion ban in Texas. Now, isn't it interesting how the Supreme Court, they just kind of pick the cases that they'll hear that go that helps push forward their agenda? Isn't it interesting how it always goes for the agenda, but if it works towards magnifying the law and causing the American people to enjoy the liberties that God has bestowed upon them, they'll have nothing to do with it. Well, what are you talking about, Bradley? The United States Supreme Court has reversed a lower court decision that upheld a temporary ban on nearly all abortions in Texas, asking the appellate court to dismiss the case as moot. The Supreme Court granted the petition of Planned Parenthood to kill more babies and other abortion clinics to reverse a ruling from the Fifth Court of Appeals that upheld an executive order from Governor Greg Abbott from Texas, which banned most abortions in the effort to free up hospital space for coronavirus patients, which is completely untrue, friends, which is completely untrue. We've given you enough information on that for you to understand that this whole pandemic is a fraud from the very beginning to the end, even to the statistics, even to the death records, even to the testings, even to what it's derived from, so on and so forth. Okay, so I'm not going to go there, but I just wanted to let you know that it's all predicated upon more lies. Okay, but the Fifth Circuit's ruling itself reversed a judge's ruling at the district court level. Abbott's executive order came in March 2020, a time when most of the U.S. states had implemented shutdowns of varying intensity in an effort to curb the spread of the coronavirus. But again, here's the Supreme Court coming in, making sure that babies are being murdered at will. I want to tell everybody that's listening to me right now, it's never been law. And I want you to also keep in mind the confusion that's involved here, because again, we're being told that the government's looking out for us concerning this pandemic, COVID-19. But keep in mind, the Supreme Court's on the other end of the spectrum, making sure that babies are murdered in the womb, by striking down laws that are maintained to basically promote life. I want to come right back and I want to roll out some more information really quick, because I know a lot of people in this country believe that the Supreme Court is the final arbiter to decide differences of what the Constitution says. And I'm here to tell you, friends, that's the furthest thing from the truth. If you believe that, you're setting yourself up for an oligarchy. That's not good, and that means where few rule over many. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I just got some people on Top Chat saying that, well, you don't really know what you're talking about. Give us a call, 1-866-582-9933. Hey, folks, if you see on Top Chat those that are making cracks or scoffing at the message, have them call us in. Have them set us straight in front of 133 cities nationwide, as well as broadcasting into 53 countries, and that's not even social media platforms, okay? 1-866-582-9933. I was just talking about, friends, how things are turned upside down in this country. Now we have the Supreme Court ensuring by standing on the backside of the likes of Planned Parenthood and murder clinics throughout the United States of America to make sure that babies are to be slaughtered in the womb before they have an opportunity to get out. But I guess that doesn't matter anymore in this country neither. And I want to remind all the American people right now that this is a reflection of what you tolerate. But I was just highlighting the fact that Supreme Court voids lower court ruling that allowed temporary abortion bans in Texas. I mean, this is incredible, is it not? Put that up against Proverbs 6:17. God hates hands that shed innocent blood. What about Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13, where the Lord said, thou shalt not kill? Common sense does come into play, right? Yes, it does. I'm going to give you a couple quotes from your forefathers concerning the fact that I know that there's a lot of desensitized human beings in the United States of America that somehow or another believe that the Supreme Court is the final arbiter to decide differences in cases of law. That is not true at all. President Andrew Jackson rightly said, if the Supreme Court is the final arbiter of what the Constitution says, then we have ceased to be our own rulers under God, and the Supreme Court is now our ruler. Is that the mindset in this country? Oh, you better know it is, friends. People act like when the Supreme Court says what the Supreme Court says, it's almost like they stand back with the chisel and say, let it be written, let it be done. I mean, give me a break. Folks, God is the final authority here. We are based on the common law. Okay, that's the Torah. That's the Decalogue. Okay, that's the Pentateuch. Just for the record, I just want everybody to understand their own history in case they don't know it. Okay? Here's another one for you. This is Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States of America. Just shooting down the Supreme Court when they come into the church and redefine marriage, and when they come into the church and they redefine morality, what they do, how they do it. You know, they define the Constitution as something that it's not. They call it health care, then they make it into a tax. Oh, my goodness, friends. They sanction the murder of the innocent in the womb. They call free speech just the exact opposite of what it is. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits. We don't have a right to break the law, but they want you to believe it is, and you can. And the fact of the matter is just untrue, friends. Thomas Jefferson said, "The opinion which gives to judges the right to decide what laws are constitutional and what not only for themselves in their own sphere of action, but for the legislature and executive also in the spheres, would make the judiciary a despotic branch." Hello? Hello? What do we see today? We see man being abused by its said representative government through thousands of policies on a weekly basis. You know, and I'm here to tell you, friends, this is how simple it is, but you're going to have to back it up. You're going to have to work it out, faith with works, friends. James 2, 14 through 26. You're going to actually have to enforce and be the strength of the Constitution when I say what I say next. If you're sick and tired of man's 10,000 commandments, then get back to God's 10. And how's it working today? Well, the American people, they just give it over to those that they think's going to, that they believe somehow or another are going to do a better job, and they must be qualified, and they must know more than we do. And the sad fact of the matter is in many cases, that's true. That's why we're in trouble today. But they can't even control their own lives, and they want to control yours through policy, which follows law. And an attorney knows that law does not follow policy, but rather policy follows law. Matter of fact, Senator John Glenn, again, the guy that said he went to the moon, he's not here anymore, friends. He's now where he belongs. But the fact of the matter is, he said if we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, he said we could not enact most of the bills that we pass around here. But as long as the American people don't know, they're always going to do whatever you let them get away with. Right? You've also heard if they get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about giving you the right answers. And how do they do that? They convinced you that they do know better. They convinced you that they have delegated authority. They've convinced you that they are above the law. And guess what, friends? They act accordingly, don't they? Yes, they do. What about this one? This is Thomas Jefferson, too. He said, "It has been said that to take all the robes of all the good judges that ever lived on the face of the earth, there would not be large enough to cover the iniquity of one corrupt judge." That's exactly right. Let me say that again. "It has been said that to take all the robes of all the good judges that ever lived on the face of the earth, they would not be large enough to cover the iniquity of one corrupt judge." That's why the Bible tells us to leave in the lump. That's why the Bible tells us that a little leaveneth the whole lump. And it says purge the lump, that it might be a new lump. See, friends, this is why America's in trouble. Because of what they tolerate once again. And here we are. Let me say it one more time and I'll jump to my main topic here. If the Supreme Court is the final arbiter of what the Constitution says, they are not, by the way. Okay, it's their job to discover and apply God's moral law. Exodus 20. Also take that over to Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. But if the Supreme Court is the final arbiter of what the Constitution says, then we have ceased to be our own rulers under God, and the Supreme Court is now our ruler. That was President Andrew Jackson, the 7th President of the United States of America. Is that true? Well, friends, here we are. "To consider the judges as the ultimate arbiters of all constitutional questions, a very dangerous doctrine indeed, and one which would place us under the despotism of an oligarchy." What's happening in America today? Well, if that's what the president says, well, if that's what the Speaker of the House says, well, if that's what the senator says, well, if that's what the governor says, well, if that's what the mayor says, it must be so. Well, I guess if that's what the Supreme Court says, nope. Oligarchies where few rule over many, and it's exactly where the American people have put themselves today. By the way, that was President Thomas Jefferson that rightly stated and made that last comment. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Let me tee it up before I get in the definition of what a domestic terrorist is. Another bill targeting Americans, according to U.S. government documents, not my opinion, that's not what we're doing here, okay? According to U.S. documents, government documents, most Americans are domestic terrorists. So what you have is you have criminals in Washington, D.C. defining what a terrorist is. And guess what that terrorist is going to look like, friends? Anybody that stands for the Word of God and anybody that stands for the U.S. Constitution. But again, we can't say that you haven't been told, right? Ezekiel 33, because here we are today. Listen to what President Harry Truman said. Okay. By the way, this was brand new just yesterday. These 72 definitions came out right after September 11th. They came out during the criminal administration of Barack Hussein Obama. So it's not like these are hidden from the eyes and ears of the American people, Jeremiah 5:21. They are in your face. Okay. And it just came out again just yesterday. But listen to what Harry Truman said. Once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of opposition, it has only one way to go, and that is down the path of increasingly repressive measures until it becomes a source of terror to all its citizens and creates a country where everyone lives in fear. Is that where we're at today? It's only a question that you can answer. Is that where we're at today? Let me put up against that what President Thomas Jefferson said, the third president of the United States of America. When the people fear the government, right, you have tyranny. But when the government fears the people, you have liberty. Which one's in play today? The blessing or the curse? An active people that hearken unto the commandments of the living God to keep his judgments and his statutes, to keep and to do them? Or a disobedient people that have given way to the curse, to the judgments? Which one? I'm curious. Because this is where things are at today. If you're afraid of what's going on through your government right now, the definition of that, my friends, is tyranny. Okay? And I want to say this one more time before I take a hard break. Once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of opposition, said President Harry Truman, it is only one way to go, and that is down the path of increasingly repressive measures, until it becomes a source of terror to all its citizens and creates a country where everyone lives in fear. Now, I also want to add to this that which Oxford Original English Dictionary to find out the word is terrorism. Again, for those that did not know, terrorism, derived from Oxford's Original English Dictionary, defines out as government by intimidation. I think you're going to understand clearly, friends, when I start to get into the definitions of what and who is a domestic terrorist. And this all coming from yours truly in Washington, D.C., concerning those repeat criminals that the American people have given a pass to. Well, they're doing it again, friends. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The White House says President Biden is connecting all the dots to understand where the holdups are in coronavirus vaccine distribution.
There are some calls this afternoon with governors to brief them on these plans and give them an update on how we will continue to work together even more efficiently.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki says Biden is pushing his team every day to deliver results and ramp up vaccinations. Psaki also saying it's unclear when the United States might reach herd immunity for COVID-19. The entire Senate sworn in as jurors ahead of the second impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump. All 100 members of the upper chamber taking the oath of office, including Vermont Senator Pat Leahy, who is the presiding officer over the trial. The trial set to begin February 8th. You're listening to USA Radio News. Anthony Blinken is taking over the State Department, the Senate confirming Blinken as Secretary of State in a bipartisan vote. The final tally was 78-22. Blinken was an advisor in the Obama administration and was working for a consulting firm in Washington, D.C. Portland, Oregon's mayor once again in the news.
Portland, Oregon, Democrat Mayor Ted Wheeler pepper sprayed a man outside of a restaurant Sunday night after the mayor said the man confronted him about mask rules and other issues and then got uncomfortably close, according to a police report. The unidentified man filming with his phone accused the mayor of not wearing a mask while sitting in a restaurant as required by COVID-19 rules. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Internet users across the northeastern United States are reporting widespread internet outages. People from Boston all the way down to Washington, D.C. reporting issues with their internet connection to Verizon and Comcast. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Okay, so here's the deal. Thank you for joining us today, friends. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Join us on our social media platforms on Sons of Liberty Media.com. Subscribe to Sons of Liberty Media.com. Join us on our social media platform. Click onto it. Join us on Top Chat or go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com. Same thing there on the front page. Go ahead and click onto it. Join us on that platform and join us on Top Chat. If you want to call in, please do stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933. If you want to call in, please do, but stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933. I just gave you a quote by that of President Harry Truman. He said, once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of opposition, big tech companies, hello, it is only one way to go, and that is down the path of increasingly repressive measures until it becomes a source of terror to all of its citizens, hello, and creates a country where everyone lives in fear. But again, the Bible tells us that the wicked flee when none pursueth in Proverbs 28. So put that up against it. Also, the fear of man bringeth about a snare. We're to fear the face of God, not fear the face of man. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean, bring it down. We are. We're kicking the hell out by the power of the Holy One of Israel, who was sent down from heaven to preach through us, okay? So with that said, friends, I also define Oxford's original English dictionary defining the word terrorism. You ready for this? Government by intimidation. Is that what's happening? That's the definition of terrorism. Okay, we all saw that after September 11, 2001, when the two trade towers were taken down, that agencies were quickly created through the act of tyranny called the Patriot Act to define Americans as terrorists. Do you remember that? Yep. Well, it's still in play today. But then again, we were warned again by the fourth president of the United States, James Madison, known as the father of our Constitution. James Madison said, if tyranny or oppression ever come into this land, it will come under the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Let's also add to that an invisible enemy, okay? Because this is what they're using. Friends, you just heard the Portland mayor was busted out and about eating with his friends without a mask on just during the break. Friends, they're showing you what the truth of the matter is. They're showing you the truth of the matter and what it is, friends, that it does not exist to the extent that they have embellished it. Okay? So going back to this point, friends, a foreign government, if you think about September 11th, if you think about what's going on here in America, a foreign government could not have dreamed of doing to you, Americans, what it is that its own representative government has done to its own people. And here we are. Put that up against Isaiah 59:15. So this is just yesterday. This came out. Now, I want you to listen carefully. This is Tulsi Gabbard. There's a domestic terrorism bill, she said, that targets almost half of the country. I'm here to tell you that it targets much more than that. Okay? Tulsi Gabbard just said yesterday on Yahoo News, another propaganda outlet, that the domestic terrorism bill is targeting almost half of the country. And again, I'm here to tell you that it's more than half. And you're going to understand that once I get into the definitions. Tulsi Gabbard, the former representative from Hawaii, on Friday expressed concern that a proposed measure to combat domestic terrorism could be used to undermine civil liberties. Now, just keep in mind, friends, we're talking about those that are defining what a domestic terrorist are, okay, or is. We're talking about repeat criminals in Washington, D.C. that are defining what a domestic terror is, okay, terrorists. And we have repeat criminals, liars, murderers, tax evaders, pedophiles. These are the people that are defining Americans as domestic terrorists, just for the record. Gabbard's comments came during an appearance on Fox News Primetime when host Brian Kilmeade asked her if she was surprised they're pushing forward with this extra surveillance on would-be domestic terror. And of course, what they're using, friends, they're premising all of this on what took place in Washington, D.C. just a couple weeks ago. Now, again, on social media right now, there's a lot of people watching. There's 133 cities listening. We're broadcasting into 53 countries abroad. So there's a lot of new listeners right now. Okay? I want to go back to Washington, D.C. just for a moment. I want you to understand that that was a staged event. Okay? The president calls his followers up to D.C. to protest because of voter fraud, which there is, folks, there's no doubting that. Nobody can doubt that. That there's major voting fraud going on in the United States of America. Because that is the only legitimate answer as to why you have this debased pedophile reprobate in Washington right now. Okay, he's not there because the people put him there. He doesn't represent we the people. Okay, he's a stooge. He's a clown in the circus of politics, and everybody in this country knows it. And the fact of the matter is, friends, they're bringing it to a standard so low now, they want to see if the American people are going to submit to this. And so far, they've had their way, because we see the executive orders coming out, such as one that I'm talking about right now concerning domestic terrorism. But I got to ask you something, friends. Are you going to submit to lawlessness? Because, again, make clear as to what I'm saying right now. We are not called to overthrow the Constitution. But, Americans, we are, and so are all of these other agencies, and so is good government called to overthrow the men that pervert the Constitution. But we're seeing just the exact opposite in play today. 3 weeks ago in Washington, D.C., when the supporters of Donald Trump went into D.C. to stand up against the crimes of corrupt politicians in Washington for voter fraud, the stage was set. And they all the while knew exactly what they were going to do. And the mainstream media came out, folks, line upon line, precept upon precept, right on cue to confirm exactly what I said, even before they did it, to the aftermath of what they did and what they're responsible for. We know that there was buses of paid protesters that were shipped in. to Washington, D.C. We know that there was paid provocateurs. This is nothing new. We could talk about so many different situations where the brown shirts, the modern-day brown shirts, were sent in by agencies in America to create domestic insurrection only to accuse their political opposition. Is that what they did? That's exactly what they did, because everything I just got done telling you is on, it's on film. You can watch all of this. Then we seen cops, crooked cops inside, open the gates, open the doors to these paid protesters and these paid provocateurs. So do you understand what they were doing and how they were doing it? Out of chaos, they create order. Who created the chaos? The ones that want a new order. Who are they accusing, friends, concerning what took place in Washington, D.C.? Which, by the way, when you look at the Bill of Rights, you have every right under heaven to go ahead and protest your grievances concerning what's going on in government today, right? The right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Yeah, but five people died. I know. Who did it? It wasn't the good people that did that. Good people don't kill. It wasn't the good people that were responsible for the crimes. But who is it in Washington, D.C. that are blaming the good people as being domestic terrorists? That's the reason for this domestic terrorism bill. They needed it, and what did they do? They pushed it forward, they set the stage, and they played it out, and they sold it to the American people. We all know the facts, but we see the corrupt politicians continuously pushing the same narrative that the mainstream media created out of thin air. They're not blaming the bad guys. Folks, it's like gun control. I don't know if you're aware of this or not. We'll talk about this in another day. But it's interesting to note that this criminal in the People's White House, this pedophile in the People's White House right now, this traitor to America that's in the People's White House right now, has seven bills all ready to go to disarm the American people. Okay? But when a crime is committed, who do they blame? They always blame the gun. They don't blame the bad people. Right? No, what do? They blame the gun, and they turn and they blame all the good people that own guns for the crimes of the bad. It's exactly what they did, and it's exactly what they're going to continuously do until the American people put a stop to it. Okay? This is ridiculous. But now they're coming up with another domestic terrorism bill. Yahoo News reported this yesterday concerning Tulsi Gabbard. And she said this domestic terrorism bill is targeting almost half of the country. No, it does, folks, no, it does not. It targets much more than that. Okay? Now, what I want to do is I want to get into the definitions of who this government has labeled as domestic terrorists. The definitions are not brand new, for the record. Okay, these are old. This took place right after September 11th. When the American people rolled over in the face of something called the Patriot Act, which should rightly be called the Act of Tyranny. Why? Because it undermines the U.S. Constitution. It aggrandizes power unto government that was never given to it. Okay? And it's always used in a state of an emergency. Again, just for the record. So you ready for this? Now, I got some phone calls coming up. I'll get to you guys in just a couple moments. Hang tough with me, because we just got a couple minutes here before another hard break. Number one, those that talk about individual liberties, they are defined as a potential terrorist by this government. I'm not making this up. This is found in government documents in the United States of America. They're not hiding this, friends. Those that talk about individual liberties are considered and defined as being possible and potential terrorists in the United States of America. Number two, those that advocate for state rights. Do you understand what they're doing, friends? They're revising everything that's going on here. They're eradicating who we are. Where it is that we came from, so we don't know where we're going. Look at the indoctrination centers in America called public schools. First, it starts with the church. Now, what do we have in the church pulpits across the country? Hirelings. They have no business there whatsoever. They've aided the agenda in which these globalists mean to push upon every single one of us. Those that advocate for state rights, read Article 10 of the Bill of Rights, friends. They're rights. They're not privileges. They're considered potential terrorists. Number three, those that want to make a world, the world a better place. This is government documentation, friends. I'm not making this up. We're defining potential terrorists defined by U.S. governments friends. I'm reading off the list of definitions, and I can almost guarantee you, everybody listening, you're on the list. Do you understand? Going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name's Tom, and I'm calling from Maryville, Tennessee. I've been listening to Bradley Dean for a few months now. I find what he says is truthful, it's no holds barred. So after listening to him, the fog was lifted, and I was jolted out of my stupor. And thank you very much to the Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean, his family, and his ministry. God bless all.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Oh, this is going to get good. Now, friends, I just want to remind you that if we were talking about the little created and contrived war between Donald Trump and one of his arch enemies, as that's how it's being sold to us, right? I'll tell you what, the lines would be lit up, and I'll tell you what else, friends. They would be commenting like crazy business, but due to the fact that we're giving them information that applies to them and their children, they're just not interested in that, right? They're looking for fables. They're looking for fictitious information because they want to be entertained out of their freedoms. Again, tain derived from entertain means to stop from entering in, and that's exactly what they're... Folks, Americans are doing it to themselves. Let's just put it that way. We're talking about 72 definitions of potential terrorists in Americans, and it's interesting. This is coming from the United States government documents, and we see that criminals in D.C. are the ones that are making up these definitions, and of course, they all would be those that would call them out for their crimes, right? They hate darkness. And they hate the light, and they want to hold to the darkness, and that's why they want to get rid of anybody that would stand in their way concerning absolute domination, concerning on the global agenda. So we need to set that record straight. I'm going to go ahead and take Gary from Illinois. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hey, Brad. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks.
Hey, listen. I just read an article, CNN Business, that was talking about Oracle and Microsoft and other big tech companies coming together and rolling out a COVID passport. It went into detail about going after the children and the schools to go back to school, the grocery stores, even Dollar General is going to offer payment and stuff for people to get vaccinated. This is troubling to me. I mean, everything that's going on, and this is my children, my family.
Yeah.
So, you know, from one Christian to another, what advice do you have at what do we do when we get to this point where we can't go in anywhere for refusing a vaccine? They're going to come after us.
Well, you know what? You know, yeah, I get it, Gary. Here's the deal. When you feed on the Word of God, you're not feeding on the spirit of the world. When you feed on the spirit of the world, you're defeated. When you feed on the spirit of God, you feed on the bread of life, you overcome. I mean, put that up. Put your conversation up against that of King David, Psalm 18. By my God, I'm going to go through a troop. By my God, I'm going to leap over a wall. The Lord gives me the necks of my enemies, that they would no longer rise anymore. The Lord breaks forth upon my enemies as a dam breaketh forth. What about the New Testament? It's a righteous thing with the Lord to recompense tribulation unto those that trouble the righteous. And you're talking about Christian to Christian. My Bible tells me that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. I'm just trying to show people in this country by following the Christ, Matthew 4:19, that's why we're out there doing the stuff, is because we believe that we can do win the day. And the fact of the matter is, most people aren't willing to fight. And the reason they're not willing to fight is because they're fixed on defeatism. They're fixed on the fear of man, which brings about a snare. So when you feed on the Word of God, you overcome all of this garbage. And I'm inundated with this stuff that comes down from the American people, not just on radio, but 200 to 300 emails a day on my email list. And that's social media platforms. Take a couple thousand of those every day. I get to see this all day. I continuously point my finger at the answer over and over and over and over again. His name is Jesus Christ. And if we have our eyes fixed on him and not the boisterous waves, well, guess what? Greater works were you going to do than I did, because I go unto my Father. There is no reason as to why we're talking in such a fashion where the bad guys win. And even in the natural, when you look at 330 million people, you know what your opposition is, Gary? Less than 1.7% of the population. So if the American people want to succumb to 1.7% of the population and the useful idiots and the media propagandist outlets, well, then you know what? They deserve what they get, because rest assured, it's coming. Put that up against Amos 6:3. Read Amos 6:3. I got Al calling from Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Hi, Bradley. Al Moundsview.
Hey.
Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution says every state of the Union is guaranteed a Republican form of government. It also states it is to defend us from invasion. And what do we got? Invaders coming across the border.
That's right. That's right.
The other is domestic violence. And what are they doing against us every single day? They are committing domestic violence against we the people on a
That's
daily
right.
basis, 24/7.
Amen.
I call them political terrorists because they're antagonists. Everybody knows who funds Antifa and BLM.
That's right. That's right.
You get.
You know what, Al? I appreciate you, man. I just wish more and more people would talk in such a fashion, because if the American people would only recognize the fact that the 1.7% of the population that I'm highlighting right now would recognize that they're scared to death that the American people are going to figure out that they've been lied to and actually stand up and take back their government, which we have every right in the world lawfully to do under heaven. I'll tell you what, it would be all over really quick. Al, can you imagine all of these stadiums being emptied all across the United States of America on just one Sunday? That would be millions of people confronting and demanding impeachment concerning corruption in their government. And not only that, but also prosecuting them for their crimes against we the people. We could change our country in 1 week. But the American people, what they want to do, like the last caller, they want to give themselves over to the enemy. They want to give themselves over to fear. And the only thing that fear is going to bring us to is a whole lot of bondage and slavery for our children. And it's exactly the direction that it's going unless the American people stand up and take their government back. I totally appreciate you, Al, more than you know, my friend. I'll give you the last word.
Okay, Cardinal Burke stated, ignorance and fear Resistance to tyranny becomes the Christian and social duty of each individual. Continue steadfast and with the proper sense of your dependence on God, nobly defend those rights which heaven gave and no man ought to take from us. John Hancock.
That's right.
We also have political supremacists because these reprobates, the only thing they have on their mind is race, sex, and abortion.
That's right.
Constantly coming out an antagonist by calling us white supremacists and every other name on the book. There are more of us than are them. Now, forget about the fear and just remember there are more of us than them, and they know that.
That's right.
And you just watch our elected officials' actions and stuff, and they know they're gone a little too far right now.
That's right.
Just listen to their actions.
That's right. I need to hear from you more often, Al.
When they're in fear, we have liberty.
Amen. Amen. Thomas Jefferson said that. I have to go. I totally appreciate this guy. I got to tell you, friends, because, again, if more people would start talking this way and understanding our God-given rights, we wouldn't be where we're at right now, friends. And so many different aspects of what's taking place in this country. I want to get to more of these 72 types of Americans that have been labeled as potential terrorists found in government documents. Number four, the colonists who sought to free themselves from British rule. In other words, your forefathers, you're a potential terrorist. Number five, those that are interested in defeating the communists. Listen carefully, friends. You're considered a potential terrorist. Number six, those that believe that the interests of one's own nation are separate from the interests of other nations or the common interests of all nations. If that doesn't tell you that they're calling for a new global order, friends, which, by the way, nobody can doubt. Nothing will. Number seven, anyone that holds a political ideology that considers the state to be unnecessary, harmful, or undesirable. No, the institution of government is God-ordained, but we need good men to occupy the office. That's what's missing. We're not calling for a revolution here, folks. We're calling for a reformation, a lawful one. Going to number eight, anyone that possesses an intolerance towards other religions, in other words, a system of browbeating, and you don't go along with it, friends, you're considered a potential terrorist. Number nine, those that take action to fight against the exploitation of the environment and or animals. See how the environment and animals take precedent over human life? You're considered a potential terrorist if you take that view. Number 10, anti-homosexual. No. Our laws condemn homosexuality. For the record, it's a felony in every state in our union. Number 11, anti-immigrants. Oh, no, just open the gates. Let them come in and take over. Right? If you actually believe in the rule of law concerning immigrations, you are considered a potential terrorist. If you are anti-Muslim, if you are one that stands up against those that mean to conquer your country, you're considered a potential terrorist by the U.S. government, friends. I'm not making this up. Number 13, the Patriot Movement. You know what Patriot means? It means to uphold dying laws, okay? If you actually uphold the laws of the U.S. Constitution, you're considered a potential terrorist by the U.S. government. Opposition to equal rights. What is their point of reference when they talk about equal? Oops, they're stuck, aren't they? But opposition to equal rights for homosexuals and lesbians, it says in government documents concerning potential terrorists. Members of the Family Research Council. If I was them, I would have got an attorney and I would have went after the government right there and I'd have sued them for everything that they had concerning having my name on their little list publicly. Number 16, members of the American Family Association. Well, guess what? They're all considered potential terrorists by the U.S. government. Those that believe Mexico, Canada, and the United States are secretly planning to merge into a European Union, which they've already done it under Donald Trump, you are considered a potential terrorist, friends. And the list goes on and it goes on. I'm going to post this article on all social media platforms, so look for it, friends. Official government documents label these 72 types of Americans as potential terrorists. See ya.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.